If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're commercial-free here on the Brett Maga Show. Have you ever been dating someone and they sent a very confusing text message? Like, what the hell does that mean? Anyone out there? Yep, happened to us, probably everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a dating expert that breaks down some of those basic cliche statements that are sometimes confusing or hard to read between. I'll tell you what she said, but I want you guys to guess or break down what you think they mean.
Oh boy.
Before she explains it to us. So the first text message is this one.
I don't want to ruin our friendship.
What does that mean? Mm. Someone texts you back. I don't want to ruin our friendship.
We're done. This is like, we're not going to be a thing anymore.
Yeah.
If there was anything like romantically involved, it's over at that point.
Okay. Yeah. This is what she said. When someone says, I don't want to ruin our friendship, what are they really saying?
I'm not attracted to you, but you're my friend and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah. You're not hot enough for me.
Right. That's
she's not really saying we're done. She's more saying you're ugly.
That communicates. Okay. Wow.
Or we're not even starting.
Yeah. I've used that a time or two.
It's because you're not attracted to them, right?
Yeah.
It's not that there's like nothing here. It's really like there's no attraction. Like, not you as a person. Yep. Okay. How about this cliche statement?
I'm so bad at texting.
I don't want to talk to
I don't care enough to communicate with you.
Okay. This is what she says they're actually saying.
I'm not really interested, and I'm only responding to be polite.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Someone tells you, I'm so bad at texting, they're not really interested in...
Nobody's bad at texting.
No one is?
No. You reply if you want to reply.
Really?
If you're excited to talk to a person, you're texting them back immediately.
How come you've been taking so long to text me back?
You know.
You take naps.
I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Yeah.
All right. After Sabrina Carpenter, we'll break down some of these more cliche ones and see what this dating expert says they actually mean. Have you ever been dating someone and they sent a very confusing text message? Or you say some of those cliche statements and you're like, what are they really saying? I found this Instagram video of a dating expert that's going viral explaining some of those statements and breaking down what they actually mean. And I was having Hannah and AB, who are in the dating world and have probably used these a time or two, statements. What do they actually mean? So this is another cliche statement someone says.
You're funny.
You're funny. Someone just responds back, you're funny.
If you're just saying that and you're not laughing, then I feel like it's fake.
Okay.
Ooh,
so you're not actually funny?
No. I don't know how I would take that.
Someone says you're funny. What does it mean?
I actually don't know. I would need this dating expert's help.
Okay,
I don't think anybody's ever said that to me. Just, you're funny.
I mean, you're funny, Hannah.
What does that mean?
I like this conversation. Keep it going.
Oh, it's a good thing.
Ooh.
Huh. It's a good
thing.
Yeah. So if a guy texts you, hey, you're funny, and you're texting back and forth, You're on to something here. I think they're like
somehow that translates to me like you're ugly. That it's would, like, Hannah.
It's not you're funny looking. No. You're funny.
Yeah, I think if someone texts you back, that means, and especially if a guy says, like, you're funny, they're saying, like, I'm intrigued. I do think this is an interesting conversation.
My mind goes to it's a sexist thing. If a guy says that to me, then it's like, wow, girls can be funny. That's like immediately. Oh. That's where my mind goes.
Really? So do you think it'd be different, though, for you saying it to a guy? Like, oh, I'm kind of intrigued by him. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she means by that, too. Maybe it's a woman texting the guy. Maybe it's not the same reverse. That's interesting. All right. How about this?
I don't post who I date on social media.
I don't care to show you
off. I have another significant other.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Let's see what she says.
I don't want people to know we're dating.
Right.
At least not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not yet. Yeah. Hannah. I don't know.
I've had someone say that to me before.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? So
it was my long-term boyfriend, too. Not my most recent one, my high school one, my 4.5-year one.
But your long-term boyfriend didn't post a lot on social media.
That's what he always said. I'm like, why can't you post anything about us? And he's like, I just never post.
Because you were funny.
Yeah. Funny.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.